Hello?
Hi, good evening. Good evening, sir. I'm calling from Metro Research. We're conducting an opinion survey. We'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing Massachusetts and the schools in your area. This is a research study, not a sales call. Your household was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential, sir. Do you have any children living with you attending kindergarten through 12th grade? Any?
No.
Do you have any nephews, nieces that attend the schools in your area?
No.
Grandchildren? Do you know anybody that attends the local schools?
I know people that attend there.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening,
yes,
sir.
I do.
Okay, great. And your opinion does matter, sir. Would that be one, two, how many children?
Oh, Jesus. It could be two or three or more.
Okay, that's fine. Two or three. Is it two okay to put?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. And so can I have your age?
My age? I'm a grandfather.
Okay.
I'm 88.
88, okay. That's nice, grandfather. I'm a grandfather too, so. How do you describe your gender?
My what?
Your gender?
Really,
male, female, sorry.
They have both. I have, You mean grandchildren?
No, yours. You consider, what do you consider your gender?
Oh, me. I'm a male.
Thank you, sir. And your race, or,
My what?
Your race, your ethnicity?
88.
No, your ethnicity. What are you like Caucasian, Afro-American, Hispanic?
Oh, well, no. I'm Irish.
Irish, okay. Thank you, sir. Okay. And the two children that you mentioned, what grades are they in?
They're in junior high school.
Junior high school, okay.
Yeah, junior high school and junior senior.
A senior, okay, that'd be 12th.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
12th grade and 7th grade, would that be accurate?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Thank you, sir. And which of the following best describes the schools where the children are enrolled this year? A public school run by the school district? A public charter school? A parochial?
Public.
Thank you, sir. And you mentioned you had a 7th grader. The following several questions will be about this child's school. Now, for which of the following best describes the school where your 7th grader is enrolled this year? Oh, you said public school, correct?
Public.
Okay, thank you, sir.
All public.
Okay, perfect. I won't even ask you that anymore. When it comes to your 7th grade the 7th grader's progress in reading this school year, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'm not at all concerned.
Thank you, sir. And to the best of your knowledge, is your 7th grader reading at the level expected for students in their age group?
Well, they're expecting me because their grandmother, she was a remedial specialist, and my daughter was also a specialist.
Oh, excellent. So to the best of your knowledge, you believe they are or they are not?
They're up to grade.
Mm-hmm. So say they are?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah,
thank
yes.
you. The 7th grade child's pediatrician ever discussed with you how you can support your child's reading development at home?
No.
Thank you, sir.
No.
And what information do you use to understand your 7th grader's progress in reading and writing, conversations that you have with the child?
Well, you don't know, my opinion at 88 is not a good, what do you call it?
Oh, of course it is. You've been around, you're part of the community, you've seen friends' children that have gone to school, your children, your grandchildren. You know a lot more than many people, sir. And for me, in my opinion, the older the person, the more knowledge they have. That's just how I was raised, and I agree with that.
I'm glad you think so.
Yeah, of course, of course. We grew up in the age where we respect our elders, and we look up to them, and we listen to them when they speak to us. So it is important to me, and I like to hear your opinion, sir. What information do you use to understand the seventh grader's progress in reading and writing? Your conversations with the child, literacy?
We're talking about...
Hmm?
Talking about different things.
Right, right, and you get to, see how... All right, So, do you agree or disagree with the following statements? I've received feedback about the seventh grade child, reading progress this year from their school. Have you received feedback?
Mm-hmm. No, I haven't. No.
Okay. Now, does your seventh grade child's school provide any of the following resources to children who need help with reading? Small group instruction? Access to an outside specialist, resources to use at home and help practice reading, a specific diagnose to help you understand what your child's reading challenges are, one-on-one instructions from a specialist. Any of those, sir?
Yeah.
Hmm? Would you say?
Yes, it's a good idea, but hello?
Yeah, I'm right here, sir. I'm here. I'm listening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that the seventh grader school provides any of the following resources to children who need help with reading? In other words, does the school provide any of the following resources?
I am not quite sure.
Okay, that's okay. No problem. Right, of course. You're not like... Directly involved, your family member.
I had my own children.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Have you ever looked for help outside of school to support your seventh graders' reading progress? For example, hired a tutor, enrolled in extra reading classes outside of school, gotten outside assessment. Any of those, sir? Anything like that?
No.
Okay. That's okay. Think about the tools and methods teachers use in the classroom to help kids learn how to read. How familiar are you with each of the following? So we got whole language. Are you familiar with the whole language?
No.
No. Not at all or?
Not at all.
Not too familiar. Not at all. Okay. Perfect. Guessing from context. These are methods that teachers use in the classrooms to help kids learn how to read. How familiar are you with each of the following?
Yes.
Are you familiar with guessing from context?
No, I'm not.
No, okay. And textbooks by Fontes and Pinot?
Yeah, I'm familiar with that. All right, textbooks.
Okay. Somewhat familiar, very familiar?
Somewhat familiar.
Okay, thank you, sir. How about phonics? Are you familiar with phonics?
No.
No, okay. And... there's a thing called three cueing or cueing. Are you familiar with that?
No.
Okay. No. And then we have sight words, lists, or flashcards. Are you familiar with those methods?
Not too familiar.
Not too familiar. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember we used those. Sounding it out. Are you familiar with that method? How familiar are you?
Well, my daughter was a teacher, and so she's like, they don't let much of that to me, and I...
So would you say you're not too familiar, somewhat familiar?
Not too familiar.
Okay. And then we had reading recovery. Have you heard about this method, and how familiar are you with it?
No, I'm not familiar with that.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Okay. Now, from what you know, what do you think research has shown is best or more effective way to teach kids how to read? Okay, so what do you think research has shown is the best or most effective way to teach kids how to read. Phonics, that's sounding out words, cueing, guessing words from context and sentence structures, or a combination of both?
I'd say a combination.
Excellent. Thank you, sir. So we're about two-thirds of the way done. I'm going to be as fast as I can to try to get, you know, not waste too much of your time, but we really do appreciate your opinion, sir. Research has found that cueing, which is asking children to guess words from context and sentence structures, does not effectively support reading progress. However, cueing is still a strategy used in many Massachusetts schools. Knowing this, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned about the use of cueing in some schools?
Somewhat concerned myself.
Thank you, sir. And how much have you heard or read recently about students in Massachusetts scoring below grade level in reading tests? A great deal, a fair amount, just a little?
Not a great deal. I think we're pretty well up there. I'd say we're, you know, it seems to me that people are you know, found different ways of helping the kids.
Right, right. So about now, how much have you heard or read recently about students in Massachusetts scoring below grade level on reading tests? Have you heard?
I've heard of it. I haven't heard much this year or last year, but a few years ago.
Mm-hmm. So would you say a great deal, a fair amount, just a little bit?
No, there's always complaints about, you know.
Right. Understood. So you mentioned you have heard or read about students falling behind on reading. What have you heard? What is it that you've heard, sir, about the students falling back in reading?
I guess not reading enough. Not reading enough of books and, you know.
So you would say, what I'm getting from you is that you would say that children are not reading enough?
They're not, you know, even ourselves, you know, if you look at it, the newspapers are going out of business because nobody's buying them. So I think they have to read more.
I can't sway your choices, but I understand, sir. And you know, reading definitely. The big lesson in life is the more you practice, the better, right?
Yes.
So as you may know, go ahead, sir. Yes.
No, that's all right. Go.
Okay. Go ahead. As you may know, more than half the students in Massachusetts are not reading at expected levels by third grade. Knowing this, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, too concerned?
I'm very concerned.
Very concerned.
The
thank
students
you,
up to what grade?
Let me go back. It says, as you may know, more than half the students in Massachusetts are not reading at expected levels by third grade.
Well,
yeah. Okay. It's probably what you're saying.
They're not reading because a lot of them are, know. They're not, everything is, if you want something now, you either go into the telephone and everything is there for you. Just find out, you know.
You don't have to use your brain nowadays. To the best of your knowledge, sir, are schools in Massachusetts required to use evidence-based reading curriculum? That is, curriculum that is proven to work in teaching students how to read or not. So it says, that to the best of your knowledge.
They have to read. They got to read.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Do you think schools should be required to use evidence-based reading curriculum, which means curriculum materials that are proven to work in teaching students how to read?
Anything that you know what they're reading about, and it's important to do reading.
That's great. Good for you. Good for your way of thinking, sir. Now, is this a probably yes or definitely yes?
Oh, definitely.
Thank you, sir. So who do you think should be the most responsible for ensuring students are reading at expected levels? And you can select all that apply here. At first, we have the teachers. Second, we have school administrators. Next, we have state education officials. Next, we have parents. After that, we have school districts. And then we have schools. So, who do you think should be most responsible for ensuring students reading at expected levels?
The teachers, of course, has a lot to do it, but the parents are enforced, you know.
Right, excellent. So we got teachers and parents. Is that all the ones you want to put down?
Yes.
Okay, sir.
Go
ahead, sir.
I had really great kids, they went to great schools, my own kids. But, I had kids that went to MIT.
Wow, super.
And Notre Dame.
Oh, excellent.
That's your
national alma mater right there, right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Does your seventh grade child have dyslexia?
Pardon? No.
Do you? No? Okay, thank you, sir. And does your seventh grade child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called an IEP?
I don't know.
That's fine. Does the seventh grade child receive services from English language learners, sometimes called EL? No. Okay, thank you, sir. And to the best of your knowledge, does the seventh grade child identify as LGBTQIA plus or not?
I don't know. I'll show you what I want to say. Saying that.
Right. So no?
They're teaching something in the schools that, with this, the sex education and things like that, and that's very discouraging to me. Maybe because I'm old fashioned.
Right.
I think that we're going a little bit too far on things, and let nature and,
And that's good to know. That's why your opinion matters here, and it's good that we always have opinions of everybody so things could be a little more leveled out for everybody, right?
Yeah.
Right. So would you say, to the best of your knowledge, does a seventh grade child identify as LGBTQIA plus or not?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
It's okay. Last few questions are just for statistical purposes only, sir. What languages are spoken regularly at home? It could be more than one.
English.
Okay, English. Any others?
A little bit of French.
French, oh, cool.
Of course, I have my own language, the Gaelic language, but I don't use that.
Gaelic, is that considered Irish, or is that like a tribal?
Irish. Gaelic.
Cool. That's nothing new for me. Thank you. That's the proper way to say it, right? Gaelic.
That's very close. That's close to the French language. That's why in Ireland they can speak so many.
I see.
They speak a lot of languages in Europe,
Right. Different, What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, sir?
I had to leave school. I was a little different than somebody else because my mom passed away and I was the oldest in the family.
Okay,
But I went back to trade school. I went to trade school in Boston, Wentworth Institute.
Cool.
I,
So would you say that would be, so you graduated from high school, right? And then you went to trade school. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So I would say it would be considered more than high school. So I would say some college, less than 2 years. Would that describe you?
I went 4 years nights to college.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You went 4 years?
Yes.
Oh, cool. Were you able to get your degree?
I was, yeah.
Oh, excellent. So you have your degree. Perfect. Thank you, sir. So yeah. Last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? I don't need a specific number. I'm just going to do a little, from $25,000 to less than $50,000, and you just tell me where to stop, okay? So we'll start with below $25,000, $25,000 to less than $50,000, $50,000 less than $75,000. Okay, perfect.
No.
Thank you, sir. So now, last but not least, I think, is what is your zip code?
02155.
Thank you, sir. And let's take a look now. Okay, now these questions are just if you'd like to participate or not. Sometimes reporters like to contact survey respondents to conduct brief follow-up interviews. We would need to pass along your answers and your name and phone number to a reporter for this purpose. Your responses to this survey would never be used in any report without your permission. Would you be willing to be contacted by a reporter, sir?
No.
No? Okay. Thank you. And then would you like to participate in future research, focus groups, or surveys about Massachusetts and your community?
I'm too old. I have a job reading the paper.
So let me just tell you this. Participants who take part in the focus groups will earn and receive a $100 gift card. Okay. So that's no?
No. No.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay. So this concludes our survey.
Thank you
so much, sir. I appreciate your time and your conversation. It's always great speaking to somebody and learning something new. Would you say Gaelic?
Gaelic. Yeah.
Gaelic. All right. Thank you, sir. Gaelic is Irish. So if I'm talking to somebody from Irish, I tell them, do they speak Gaelic, right? Not Irish.
No, Gaelic. They call it Irish. It's an Irish language.
Yeah, that's cool. For me, it's because sometimes people don't understand that you have your own language.
Well, they have their own, but most in different parts of Ireland and the west of Ireland is spoken a lot. They still speak it there,
Mm-hmm.
But if you want a government job or something to do with the government in Ireland, you'd have to be able to speak both languages,
mm-hmm.
English.
Oh,
English.
I see. Over there. Right. That's interesting. Mm-hmm.
Well, it would be because if you want to communicate with another government, you want to be able to, the more language.
Uh-huh.
In Europe, there's quite a few people have more than one language,
Right, of course.
It's important.
Depending on the area, right?
Yeah, especially French, and French is a big language there. French and...
Cool.
Well, it's all where you do business, countries that you do business with.
Right, of course.
All right, then.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate it. You have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
It was great talking to you. Goodbye.